stayed in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking was done. Why, the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and
You are listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, broadcasting out of Studio C tonight. So just give me a few seconds here to get oriented, and we're going to kick off an hour of good music and some other surprises along the way. So stay tuned.
Sal, 15 miles on the Erica now. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erica now. We hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. We know every inch of the way from Albany to Buffalo. Love Bridge, everybody down. Love Bridge, ever coming to a town. You always know your neighbor and you'll always know your pal. Forever navigated on the Erie Canal. They look around for a job or gal. Sound 15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up, mule, here comes a lot. We'll make room by 6 o'clock. One more trip and back we'll go. Right back home to Buffalo. Long Bridge, everybody down. Long Bridge, we're coming to a town.
All Monday morning. sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Every other day,
Monday, Monday,
ba-da,
can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way.
But
Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
you were listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, I apologize for the technical difficulties here, but broadcasting from the smaller studio, Studio C tonight, and I'm joined by a special guest, my father.
Glad to be here.
Okay, perfect, we can hear you.
A lot of Bruce.
A lot of Bruce tonight, of course. But yeah, it's a very rare all-physical media night because my laptop won't turn on. So I'm only doing records and CDs, and it's perfect. You've supplied me with many Bruce records. I think I bought this one in Newbury Comics or something.
I think so, too.
Maybe you got it for me. But yeah, so you actually used to have a radio show on WERS Emerson. That's a real high-class radio station.
In the late 1800s.
Yeah, so that's amazing. Now we're back. And this isn't the best look for WMFO because we're in the really small studio. It's kind of cramped, but you get the idea.
I do. Thrilled to be here.
No, that's great. So playing the Seeger Sessions now. This is your, or no, this was your favorite Bruce concert, right? Was it the Seeger Sessions?
Until you and I saw him in the pit.
Yeah, no, that was an all-timer. But yeah, Seeger Sessions is like, it's a classic. I was looking, because it says it came out in 2006, and that's like kind of the earliest Bruce I can ever remember, was the Seeger Sessions songs.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I remember like in school, we would sing like, I think Erie Canal, or we would like sing some of these songs in like choir, in like middle school or elementary school chorus.
What I loved about this concert, I saw him in Madison Square Garden. I've seen Bruce 66 times. I don't know if I'm proud or embarrassed.
That's incredible.
But the lights came up. Bruce comes out with about 25 musicians with different weird horns and string instruments. And he had a smile from ear to ear. And I thought, this is going to be a fun night.
That's so great. Wait, was that one in New Orleans or no?
He did at the Mardi Gras as well.
That's
but he
awesome.
Played one night in New York, probably one night here at the Boston Garden. And pretty special.
No, that's great. Yeah, like... Bruce and horns is a recipe for for success, like in the new tour.
Sure.
With Reason to Believe. Nice. Okay, so if my computer turns on or I can figure something else out, I'll try to play some of that. Well, I already played it 2 weeks ago, the new Bruce, the electric Bruce. But if only it came out tomorrow, then this would be like a beautiful grand opening. But the new Bruce Electric Nebraska coming out next Friday. the 24th.
The same day as the movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Very exciting. Big news for the Bruce world here. Of course, WMFO has got to have their hands involved. But okay, I'll try to figure out some more music now. I guess we'll stick with the Secret Sessions for a sec, and then I'll switch over. But thank you all for listening.
From the Glendale train, it stole from the rich and it gave to the poor. He'd a hand and a heart and a brain. Well, it was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder now how he feels. For he ate Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed and he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children now, they were brave. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. He was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never rob a mother or a child. There never was a man with a law in his hand that could take Jesse James when alive. 'Twas on a Saturday night, the moon was shining bright. They robbed the Glendale train, and the people they'd say were many miles. Was those outlaws, they had Frank and Jesse James. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, now they were brave. But a dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave. Breath when they heard of Jesse's death, they wondered how he'd ever come to fall. Robert Ford, it was a fact, he shot Jesse in the back while Jesse hung a picture on the wall. And Jesse went to rest with his hand on his breast, the devil upon his knee. He was born one day in the county clay, and he came from a solitary race. Well, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children now, they were brave. A dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard, he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Back in here, we got a listener request from this next one, from the number 2 top song of Billboard 1977. This is Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. Your dream, and as I held her, she said, are listening to Also Important, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Pressure Drop by The Clash from Black Market Clash. Before that, you heard Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day from, I have a CD that's Billboard Top Hits 1977, and apparently he's an old friend of ours, so shout out Mr. Alan O'Day. And before that was more of the Seeger Sessions. Okay, so about the Black Market Clash here, I was wondering if you could... You're tooling with it. You don't need the headphones on. It's optional. But yeah, with the Clash, I was wondering if maybe you could share the story you had with the Clash of your experience in college. I thought it could be interesting.
You're very nice to ask. If you can believe this story, I went to Clark University in Worcester, about an hour down the pike, and in the late 70s, they got really good bands and up-and-coming bands to perform, and I had inherited from my grandfather when he passed a large Dodge, and the program director said, you need to go to the Worcester Airport and pick up the band for tonight. Okay. It was the Clash. And I drove there, and the four of them got in the car, and they were good-natured but very silly and very dismissive in my car and kind of poking me and all that. I wasn't into the Clash at the time. I since have become a huge fan. And we drove back to campus, and their roadies came with the equipment behind us, but I drove the Clash from the Worcester Airport to Clark University.
So they performed at Clark?
They did that night.
Was it like a small venue, I guess?
It was kind of like a smaller version of the Orpheum in downtown Boston.
Nice.
It was called Atwood Hall, a proscenium house, and it was loud, loud, but it was pretty cool. And I'd forgotten about it for years, and then it just kind of reappeared, and people think I make it up, but I couldn't make up something like that.
Yeah, I remember you told me the story, like, not that long ago, and I was like, how did this not come up already?
I know. It's just,
it's pretty hard to believe. But was it through the radio, through WERS?
No, it was a Clark University in
Clark.
Worcester. No, they got the Cars on their very first tour.
Oh, nice.
Ian Hunter, Talking Heads we saw
was
there.
Was it the radio organized it?
No, it was
like a student activity.
A student activity, SAC, student activity
Nice.
Group. So that's my little touch of Clash fame.
Yeah, that's incredible. Okay, up next. And then while we're playing this song, if you do want to read a PSA, you can find one. But okay, up next, got a special treat here. Bruce Springsteen recording from the Somerville Theater, just a hop, skip, and a jump down the way from here in Curtis Hall in Davis Square. He performed in 2003. I guess, was that like on one of the acoustic tours or a one-off thing?
It was on the Rising Tour.
Oh.
But he was friends with, I got this for Jordan for his birthday.
I think, was it at Planet Records?
I think it was, yeah, Planet Harvard. Records in Harvard Square.
Yeah.
And it was a fundraiser, and Bruce was very friendly with the fellow who was involved, and he got Bruce to come. And I couldn't get a ticket, of course, but and then it's a 3-CD set, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's incredible. And coincidentally, I picked out playing The Rising, and it was on The Rising Tour, but... Speaking of which, playing at the Summer World Theater, also upcoming next weekend, Jonathan Richman, Boston local. I should play one of his songs, actually, to celebrate this, because he's doing a 3-night residency at the Summer World Theater. So if you get FOMO from this Bruce recording, you could experience something similar next weekend. But all right, here we go with Bruce and The Rising. Thank you for listening. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh,
You were listening to WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is also important. You listened to Bruce Springsteen, The Rising, from a live recording at the Somerville Theater in 2003. And if we're ready, are you ready for the PSA? Shall we go?
Yes.
All right, PSA time.
This is to honor my friend Eve. I'll say that looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, well, it is Halloween, but try eating fresh fruit. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages. You don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet taste and a healthy treat that's not a Snickers bar, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Of course, a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's great. That's a classic one. So classic. Okay, I'm just going to go right into the next music band. I'm going to go back to the records. This is the band. This one was actually in Studio C from a Moondock Matinee. Please enjoy.
In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I'll master the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Safe within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
16 years ago when we started with a guy, we'd like to start with him, the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkins.
On the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new from a human skull.
Come on, Robin, let's take a little walk, Timmy.
Who do you love?
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Eileen took me by the hands and said, who are you, Ricky? I understand.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Graveyard man. I turned 41. I don't mind dying.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
I ran a line of town and used a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Garth. Don't you give me no lip.
Who do you love?
Black and the night was blue. Now on the corner set an ice wagon who bump was hit, Lord, somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I've seen.
Out of this. How? innocent bystander. Between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns, and money. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
Listening to Also Important, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, well, we're coming up to the end of the hour now. You just heard Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money from Excitable Boy. They had the record in the station, so thanks for finding it. And then the band Who Do You Love from The Last Waltz, two Simon and Garfunkel songs from their Best Of CD, and another band song, Holy Cow, from Moondog Matinee, or Moondog Matinee. And it was right here in Studio C. All right, so we got time for one more song. I'll play it on the record player that you picked out. But care to share why you chose this song, the last song of the show?
Kinks came around same time as the Beatles or Rolling Stones, yet history doesn't remember them quite the same. But fabulous band, Ray Davies, fabulous songwriter. I think this is a memorable song. Thanks for having me.
That's great. Of course. Yeah, actually, I was listening to quite a few Kinks semi-recently when I rewatched the Wes Anderson movie, The Darjeeling Limited.
Yes.
And it features two or three Kinks songs. Ah. So good.
We'll leave it to Wes Anderson to have a great soundtrack.
Here we go. Rock and Roll Fantasy by the Kinks. Thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back 2 weeks from now on October 30th, so I got to prepare a special Halloween episode. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for joining, Dad.
Love being here.
So great. What a... finally glad we got to do it. So great.
Hi, Evan and Melissa.
Yes, hello, Evan and Melissa, the rest of the fam. Okay, here we go. Kinks, thank you all. Have a pleasant night. Thank you for listening.
Hello, you. Hello, me. Hello, people. We used to be. Isn't it strange? We never changed. We've been through it all, yet we're still the same. And I know it's a miracle we still go. For all we know, we might still have a way to go. Hello me. Hello you, you say you're worn out, wanna start anew. Throw in your hand, break up the band, start a new life, be a new man. But for all we know, we might still have a way to go. Before you go, there's something you ought to know.
There's a guy in my block, he lives for rock.